So Jonah 4. But to Jonah this seemed very wrong, and he became angry. He prayed to the Lord, "Isn't this what I said, Lord, when I was still at home? That is what I tried to forestall by fleeing to Tarshish. I knew that you are a gracious and compassionate God, slow to anger and abounding in love, a God who relents from sending calamity. Now, Lord, take away my life, for it is better for me to die than to live." But the Lord replied, "Is it right for you to be angry?" Jonah had gone out and sat down at a place east of the city. There he made himself a shelter, sat in its shade, and waited to see what happened to the city. Then the Lord God provided a leafy plant and made it grow up over Jonah to give shade for his head to ease his discomfort. And Jonah was very happy about the plant. But at dawn the next day, God provided a worm, which chewed the plant so that it withered. When the sun rose, God provided a scorching east wind, and the sun blazed on Jonah's head so that he grew faint. He wanted to die and said, "It would be better for me to die than to live." But God said to Jonah, "Is it right for you to be angry about the plant?" "It is," he said, "and I'm so angry, I wish I were dead." But the Lord said, "You have been concerned about this plant, though you did not tend it or make it grow. It sprang up overnight and died overnight. And should I not have concern for the great city of Nineveh, in which there are more than 120,000 people who cannot tell their right hand from their left, and also so many animals?"
All right, Caleb, come on up, man. So we started a series last week in the book of Jonah, went through, flew through the first three chapters of Jonah, and then Caleb is going to do chapter four. So Caleb McLeese, man, I have known this kid since he was this little, and now he's a senior, homeschooled. He also, if you guys recall, he went to Life Conference, felt the call to pastoral ministry, and a lot of you know him as the guy who maybe he cleans around the church, which he does, him and Christian do, and man, I have seen this kid grow in so many different ways, and I am just, and he's, I mean, you've spoke here of what during Easter Sunday, and when we were planning this Teen Takeover Sunday, Caleb was one person that I will say that I prayed about for him to kind of do this series, and I asked him, I said, "Dude, are you cool with doing Jonah?" I said, and of course, he's been through Jonah, because we did do a Jonah series a couple summers ago in our youth group, but man, I am just so glad that you're doing this. He has been preparing for this for a long time now. He and I have worked together. And before I have him speak, I want to pray for you. And I want you just to pour your heart out and share this, share your church family what you got in your heart for this chapter. So let's pray. Lord Jesus, we love you. We thank you. We praise you for what you're doing here in this place. I thank you for Caleb. I thank you for his heart, for the call that you've called him to do. And Lord, I just pray that as he preaches out of Jonah 4, give him the wisdom and the encouragement. Let it be just not his words, but your words, more importantly, that he can convey to us. So, Lord, we love you, we thank you, and we praise you for what you're doing here in this place. Be with Caleb as he's going to be speaking to us in the next 15, 20 minutes. We love you, we thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Yes, please.
Thank you. Good morning. As Pastor Adam mentioned, last week we went through the first three chapters of Jonah, and I would like to do a little bit of review. So chapter one was when God called Jonah to go to Nineveh. Jonah didn't want to go to Nineveh, so he went as farthest away as he could, opposite of Nineveh. He tried to run from God. He boarded a ship and went on to Tarshish, but he never made it. As he was going, a storm came on the sea, and Jonah ends up in the under the water, and the fish swallows him. He prays inside the fish, and God commands the fish to spit him back out. Chapter 3, God calls Jonah again, and what Pastor Adam said, one of the main points that I remember is get up and go. If God's calling you, get up and go. Well, and I think he kind of touched on this chapter just a little. But as Madison read, thank you. By the way, good job, everyone who led worship and everything. Truly all glory to God, though. Nothing to do with any one of us. But I would like to get into this here. As Madison read, Jonah was unhappy that God spared the city. Jonah was more concerned about the Ninevites being destroyed than he was about their spiritual well-being. Put up the slide, please. Thank you. Jonah chapter 4, verse 1. But to Jonah this seemed very wrong, and he became angry. Let's see here. He prayed to the Lord. Isn't this what I said, Lord, when I was still at home? That is why I tried to forestall by fleeing to Tarshish. I knew that you are a gracious and compassionate God, slow to anger and abounding in love, a God who relents from sending calamity. Now, Lord, take away my life, for it is better for me to die than to live. But the Lord replied, is it right for you to be angry? Jonah wanted God's judgment and wrath to fall on Nineveh. And in the midst of this, the Lord asks Jonah, is it right for you to be angry? Jonah had gone out and sat down at a place east of the city. There he made himself a shelter, sat in its shade, and waited to see what would happen to the city. Jonah makes a shelter to ease his discomfort. When we are running from God, we're never going to be at peace. We're always going to feel uncomfortable. There's never going to be peace when you're running away from God's will. And as we learned, you can never run from God. I mean, of course you can physically, but God always knows where you are. God always knows 100%. God has called you to something, and it's up to us to respond in obedience and follow through with what God has called us to do. There is no storm that God can't work in. So if you're feeling limited by your position in life, if you're feeling limited by a physical ailment, don't be. God has called you. You're not. God doesn't call the qualified. He qualifies the called. Running from God's will is a very dangerous thing, because God's will is the safest place anyone could ever be. God is the author of life, and when we run from God, we're running from life. We're running into darkness. There's no peace in the absence of God. Christ is the only firm foundation. And I pray that we would never stay or get comfortable in or with our sin. The Bible talks about in Romans 6:23, for the wages of sin is death. Our sin separates us from God. Jonah was more concerned about justice being served on the city of Nineveh than he was about their salvation. Then the Lord God provided a leafy plant and made it grow up over Jonah to give shade for his head to ease his discomfort. And Jonah was very happy about the plant. It seems to me that Jonah is he lives by the circumstance, he lives by his feelings, and if he's uncomfortable, he's mad enough to die. And if he's comfortable, he's content for a little while. God had shown Jonah mercy, grace, and compassion in the previous chapters. God is now also showing Nineveh his mercy, his grace, and his compassion. When Jonah was in need, he cried out to God for God's mercy, grace, and compassion. But he's upset that Nineveh's getting the same mercy, grace, and compassion that he needed himself. Jonah is very self-centered and stuck up in himself. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Mercy is God withholding the punishment we deserve. Grace is God giving us blessings we don't deserve. And compassion is showing or having mercy, sympathy, empathy, or pity. Excuse me. But at dawn the next day, God provided a worm which chewed the plant so that it withered. But at, next slide, please. Thank you. When the sun rose, God provided a scorching east wind, and the sun blazed on Jonah's head so that he grew faint. He wanted to die and said, "It would be better for me to die than to live." Jonah hated these people, and I believe Pastor Adam touched on this last week, that it's possibly thought through many scholars that the Assyrians, who were the people of Nineveh, possibly hurt his family, murdered his family. So Jonah had a reason to be upset. But we see God, our circumstances don't limit where God's mercy and grace, where he can show his mercy and grace. God can do exceedingly abundantly above and beyond and more than all of us could ever ask, think, or imagine. We have to be willing. In the Bible, moving east often represents moving toward exile or bondage. It often is tied to moving away from God's will. That's what we see oftentimes throughout the Bible, is when people are going